Yes, money, money from Fat Profits. Greg Smith is with us. Very good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning to you,
Mike. Where do we end the week? We're still worried about China and the US?
Yeah, that's right. That seems to sort of be taking centre stage. The Dow down 180 points. Europe weaker as well. Stocks are down 1.8%. Asia weaker as well. And, of course, yeah, the tensions between China and the US with the consulate closures. Of course, resurgent cases as well. That shows no signs of stopping in the US as well. Despite some encouraging economic data, the actual German manufacturing sector avoided contraction for the first time in 19 months. The services and manufacturing sectors that accounts for more than two-thirds of the economy, and their index jumped to 55.5, so it was above expectations of 50. Also, US business activity rose to a six-month high as well, but there was a drop in orders as COVID is resurging. So I suppose investors took that on board as well. But the tech rotation continues as way away from those sort of stocks. Intel was down 16%. The company said it was 6 months behind schedule in developing a next-generation power-efficient chip. But as you say, look, plenty of stimulus being thrown at this and will continue to do so. We've also got the Federal Reserve meeting this week as well.
Indeed. What about gold, eh? Where does gold stop?
Well, yeah, gold's, I suppose, it's a sign of the times, isn't it? The amount of money being thrown at the equation, I suppose, fiat paper being debased. So the US dollar hit its lowest level in nearly 2 years, and that's been what's bad for the greenback, good for gold. Gold's gone through $1,900 an ounce. Last time it was there was September 2011. So, yeah, I suppose also worries about future inflation. I mean, the trillions of dollars of stimulus that we're seeing, also obviously the rise in cases. Gold's up 25% this year, obviously ultra-low interest rates as well. Silver as well, hi-ho silver, had a great week, up over 17%. That was the best week since 1987. So, to be fair, all precious metals are actually surging higher as well, platinum and palladium amongst the rises last week.
What about old Warren? I've been reading a lot about Warren. There's interesting times for Warren. They say he's not what he was, and he doesn't move markets the way he used to, and he hasn't done much of late, but he's into the Bank of America.
Yeah, and look, to be fair, he is 90 years old, so maybe cut him some slack. But obviously, stellar career, and yeah, for sure. I mean, obviously, amazing track record. So he's upped his stake in Bank of America by more than $800 million last week, so he's confident in the sector. Purchased 34 million shares. It's the U.S. second biggest bank, so it's a 4% holding he's got now. That's worth $24 billion. The shares have not gone well at all this year, down around about 30%. Fears over loan losses, and that's dragged down the sector as well. He actually got out of his stake, the vast majority of it in Goldman Sachs, who in the U.S. trimmed his position in J.P. Morgan, but he sees something in Bank of America. They had reasonable second quarter results last week. Of course, he made a whole lot of money, didn't he, investing in the bank stocks, and particularly Bank of America after the GFC. Mm-hmm. But yeah, investors also getting a little bit concerned about the underperformance. Berkshire shares are down 15% this year. He's gone heavy on financial stocks. That's more than a third of the portfolio, sitting on $137 billion in cash. But he's obviously found a little bit for that money, but a bit more to go. But look, 90 years old, he'd probably do a bit of a break.
Fair enough. What are the numbers?
Yeah, the S&P down 0.6%, the NASDAQ down 0.9%, the FTSE down 1.4%, ASX 200 across Tasman down 1.2%, the Shanghai Composite down almost 4%, and China there, Nikkei down 0.6%. Oil market up 30 cents, $41.30 a barrel. And the currencies, Kiwi was lower at part from against the US dollar, 66.4 there, 93.5 against the A dollar, 51.9 sterling, 57 even euro, 70.5 yen. The NZ50 did better than most in the region, down 0.5%, 11.636. Probably be a little bit weaker today, I would imagine.
Good on you, mate. You have a good one. We'll catch up next Monday. Appreciate it very much. Greg Smith out of Fat Profits, Monday morning on the Mike Hosking Breakfast.